I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The legacy of Miles Davis will likely last for centuries, and two concerts at the Blackhawk Jazz Club in San Francisco still echo through history 52 years past their original performance. The Miles Davis concerts there on April 21st and 22nd, 1961, produced legendary live recordings, later released in full for posterity. Now the Carl Woideck Jazz Heritage Project will bring the spirit and music of those evenings to the stage of the Jaqua Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene on Thursday, November 21st. Carl joins us in a familiar place, the KLCC studios. Hi, Carl.
It is a pleasure to be here, Eric.
Well, in 1961, Miles Davis was flying high creatively and also in popularity, wasn't he?
Well, yes. He had just released two of his most highly regarded albums, Kind of Blue and Sketches of Spain. So he was highly paid, highly regarded, and very, very popular.
Stylistically, he varied so much over the years. What kind of a musical zone was he in for the Knights of the Blackhawk concerts?
His previous group with John Coltrane had been a very, very aggressive ensemble. But at this point in his career, he was playing something a little bit more mellow, a little bit more melodic. It was highly influenced by the pianist Ahmad Jamal. And Jamal's group was a group that excelled in playing in those kind of very intimate, I guess you would say, medium volume settings. Right after this, Miles Davis reformed his group to another very, very aggressive one with Herbie Hancock and all those people. So this catches Miles in an in-between state with a fantastically well-oiled group, you might say.
He was greatly influenced, of course, by the band he played with. Tell me about the rhythm section that formed this particular band's backbone.
Well, yes, absolutely. It was called the gold standard of rhythm sections because they were so tight. They provided such a smooth ride for Miles Davis and for everybody in the band. Wynton Kelly was the pianist. Wynton Marsalis was later named for him. Paul Chambers, the stellar bassist, and also Jimmy Cobb at the drums. And by the way, Jimmy Cobb to this day is the only surviving member of this band. So they were very, very smooth and highly experienced. They'd been together for several years at this point.
Let's hear a little bit of a sample of that band from the Blackhawk in 1961. What would you like to say about All of You?
It's a Cole Porter song, and it's a song that Miles Davis got from the repertoire of Ahmad Jamal. It features Miles at the Harmon muted trumpet, which is part of his kind of breathy, quiet, romantic side. It's a beautifully lyric performance.
That's a bit of Miles Davis at the Blackhawk Jazz Club in 1961 in San Francisco. Carl Woideck Jazz Heritage Project will bring the spirit and the music back to life on the Jaqua Concert Hall stage this Thursday, November 21st at 7:30. Carl, tell me about the Blackhawk itself. This was a legendary venue in San Francisco for 15 years. What do you think made it such a special venue?
Well, evidently it was just a jazz listener's paradise. The owner really wanted people to listen to the music. People weren't encouraged to socialize or make too much noise. I don't think it was a fancy club, but it was a club that audiences and players alike enjoyed because it was all for jazz.
Now, you have the challenge of recreating some of that live magic. How do you go about stepping into the shoes of Miles Davis?
We are constantly referring back to these recordings, hoping that we stayed in character. What kind of introduction was used here? How did they end this? Sometimes I think the musicians in this band would play a little bit more extroverted if we were not trying to be fitting into Miles Davis's shoes. So we want to stay in certain parameters of expression.
Who's joining you in this band?
We have playing in the role of Miles Davis, one of our students at the University of Oregon School of Music. He's only a sophomore, so you can imagine his age. His name is Tony Glossy. He's a brilliant trumpet player with the open horn or with the Harmon mute. We have Tori Newhart, stellar pianist, and also we have Sean Peterson at the bass and Adam Carlson at the drums, and I am playing the role of Hank Mobley, who was Miles Davis's tenor saxophonist at the time.
What a challenge and what audacity to step into the shoes of an iconic band like the Miles Davis Band of 1961. I would imagine that it's taught you quite a bit musically to take on that. What do you think you've learned from putting this together?
Well, I think how to make myself subservient to the music. I think that it's been a very, very good lesson to stay in a historical pocket for this gig.
The historical pocket must include a social context as well, because there's always a context to the music. Talk about the context of jazz in 1961 and how that differs from now.
Jazz was still, for people like Miles Davis and John Coltrane and Dave Brubeck, quite the going concern. People flock to hear this music. It's a moment in time which is kind of lost now. But at this time, jazz was still quite the social music.
And in the end, in this moment, what do you want the audience to experience on Thursday evening and take away from it?
We want to have the best communicative aspects of Miles without suggesting the sometimes aloof quality. In the recordings that you alluded to, the 4-CD box set that's available of this music, Miles Davis doesn't play on the last song because he had gone home. And that's something we're not going to emulate. The horns are not going to leave the hall at the end, but we are going to play that song. The horns are going to not play, and we're going to have just the piano trio playing the song that ended the evening, but we're going to be watching from the sidelines.
Well, thanks for coming in here again today to KLCC.
Eric, it's always a pleasure.
Carl Wojdyk, who brings the Carl Wojdyk Jazz Heritage Project back to the Jaques Concert Hall of the Shedd Institute in Eugene this Thursday night, November 21st, beginning at 7:30 p.m. They'll present live at the Black Hawk, Miles Davis, 1961, bringing the music from those two classic evenings newly to life. For more information, theshedd.org. Also, always catch Carl Wojdyk hosting The Soul of Jazz here on KLCC every Wednesday from 7:30 to 10 p.m. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen, and here's a little more Miles from the Blackhawk. Bye-bye, Blackbird.